the Islam effect of Shavuos. The Mishnah starts off, Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. There are two Shavuos, Shtayim Shein Arba, comes out to be four. That means in the Psukim of the Torah, it's Mashma, there are only two types of Shavuos. Rashi says, the Shavuos, the Bitus Vasayim. You speak out a Shavuos, and then you do not do it. You say, you do false. And this is a Pasuk in Vayikra, that in such a case, you have to bring a Korban over the Yerid. Depending upon how rich you are, that's the Korban. Now, what it says in the Torah clearly is Shtayim, Rashi says, Siv Bekra, the Siv Lahora, Ola Hatev. You make a shvua to do something bad to yourself, or do something good. Which means you make a shvua, you will eat today, that's leitiv, or else you make a shvua, you will not eat today. And then it comes out the day passes by, and you did not eat, or you did eat. You did the opposite of your shvua. So these are two shvuas that it says clearly in the Torah, that if you over the shvua, then you have to bring carbon oil of your urine. Shein Arba, Rashi says, Yesh l'rabas m'rivu aksuvim, the first one, like the more in third Kirk will say, Avdevich lufay l'shavar. In the past, there's not only you made a shvua I really today, but if you made a shvua I ate yesterday. And then it comes out, it's not true, you did not eat yesterday. So if you did it b'shoigeg, so then you really thought you did eat. And later you remind yourself you did not eat, in such a case, shechayev a carbon. That's called the carbon oil of yerid. So Lishovar is a chiddush from the Pesukim of Yaftadashim. Either way, either you said that yesterday you did eat, and really you did not eat, or as you said yesterday you did not eat, and really you ate yesterday. That's called Shtayim. It's clearly in the Pesukim. In the future, I will. Shem Arba, which really there are four different types of Shavuos, in the past tense, that you did or you didn't. Yediyas Satuma, the person is Tomei, and he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, or else he eats Kotchim. He's also chayav a korban oil of yerid. So shtayim, there are mainly two in the Torah, which means that you touched something that was tamei, and then you forgot that you were tamei, and either you went into the Beis HaMikdash, or else you ate kotchim. Shein Arba, really there are another two also from Sukkim, which is the opposite, that you know that you're tamei, just you do not realize that this meat is kotchim, or you do not realize that this house is the Beis HaMikdash. That's also another two cases that you chayav a korban. That's called Atumis Ashtayim, two clear cases where you know it's the Beis HaMikdash. Just you forgot that you're Tomei, or else you forgot that this is Kachim. And the first two is that you forgot that you're Tomei, but you went into the Beis HaMikdash or you ate Kachim. Or else four is that you realize that you're Tomei, just you did not realize this piece of meat is Kachim, or this bias is the Beis HaMikdash. Now Yitzias HaShabbos, by the Yisrael Voitzor, not to carry out from a Rishus HaYochot to Rishus HaRabim, Shtayim, there are two open cases, Midiraisa, that you're not allowed to stand inside the Rishus HaYochot and Pshita carry something out to Rishus HaRabim, or else stand outside in the Rishus HaRabim and put your hand inside the house and pick up something from the house and bring it outside. That's also called Voitzor. Those are two types of Voitzors. Shein Arba, which really there are another two Yechai Midiraisa, which is called Hachnasa. If you're standing outside in the Rishus HaRabim, you're not allowed to bring something inside to the Rishus HaYochid. That's called Hachnasa. That's also Osim Midiraisa, but that's from Drushus. That's called Hachnasa. And there are two ways to make the Hachnasa. Either you're standing outside in the Rishus HaRabim and you bring the Chayfetz inside, or else even if you're sitting inside the house, but you put your hand outside the window and take something from the Rishus HaRabim and bring it back inside, that's also called Achnasa. That's also Osim Midiraisa. So that's called Shtayim, two Hoitzois, Shein Arba with two Achnasas. Maros Negoyim, the parasha of Negoyim in the Torah. First, now the Seis or Beharis. There are two different white spots on your body. So those are two, Seis and Beharis. Shnayim, Shein Arba. That we dash from the word sapachas, that each one has a tolda. Each one has another color right below it. We'll see in the Gemara. There are four different maras of Negoyim. Caesar Klolim, that really we're talking about Shavuos mainly this Masechta, but it's called Shtayim Shem Arba. We bring down other cases also that has a similar case of Shtayim Shem Arba. Now, we go back to Tuma. Eshiyesh bo yediya batchila. The parasha of Tuma means the person is Tomei, and he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. So he's Chayav a Korban. What's the case? Eshiyesh bo yediya. That means first, when he touched the mace, or he touched the sheretz, he knew at the time when he touched it that he was tamei. There has to be a yediyah. Yeah. Yediyah batchila, and also yediyah basoif, which means like this: the case is that you touched the sheretz, you became tamei, then you forgot about it, and you went into the Beis Hamikdash. And then later, when you come out of the Beis Hamikdash, now you have ED, you remember what happened. You remember that yesterday you were Tomei, you did not go to the Mikveh yet. So now you know that you went into the Beis Hamikdash when you were Tomei. That's the case that you chayev a korban oil of yorid. It means you have to have yediyah batchila, yediyah basoif. Fehelam beitayim, and you forgot in between when you actually went into the Beis Hamikdash, or when you're actually eating the basar kochim, that's when you forgot that you were Tomei. This is the case that Yechayev a korban oil of yorid, going up or going down, means depending upon how rich you are, how much you could afford. If you could afford it, you have to bring an animal. If not, you could bring a birds. If not, you could bring a mincha. So this is the case of a korban oil of yorid, that you have yediyah batchila and yediyah basoif. And we'll see in the Gemara, we'll dash him sukkah for this. That's the classical case that Yechayev a korban oil of yorid. What's going to be though? Yesh bo yediyah batchila, v'yein bo yediyah basoif. Let's say a person that in the morning he realized he touched the sheretz. He knows he was tamei, but then he forgot about it. He never remembers. he forgot about it, and he went into the Beis Hamikdash. He ate kochim, and he's still going. He never remembers that he was tamei. So this person does not bring a korban oil of yerid because he does not know he has to. Later on, he never remembers that he was tamei. So what's going to be with such a person? Such a person did a chet b'shoigeg, because Lamaisa, he went into the Beis Hamikdash when he was tamei, just he does not remember it. So what's going to be for him? Where's going to be his kapara? So Gemara says, in such a case, seir soyer ha'nasa b'fnim, the korban soyer, the korban oila that they bring on Yom Kippur, that's brought b'fnim inside, that's korban chatzamin, the Yom Kippurim and the day of Yom Kippur, toila will hang, mean protect him from a punishment, until eventually he'll remember himself that he did the Avera, then he'll come and bring his own korban of an oil of yorid. But what protects him in between, that he should not be punished for that chet, that's the korban soyer that's brought the pnim on Yom Kippur. Like Rashi says, soyer nasim b'fnim, shloisa seirim nasim letzib of Yom Kippur. There are three seirim brought in Yom Kippur. Echad mehem damel lefnim. One of them, the Zrikas dam, was in the pnim. For chaveroi mishtaleich. That's the famous two shnei sirim. One is Lashem, one is Lazozel. K'moshikosav yachrei mois. The echad korban zlecha chitzayim. Another soy was brought in zlecha chitzayim. The musafim, for the musafim of Yom Kippur. Vulkosav pashas pinchis. Yeah. So kitzah, this soyer that's brought the pnim, the two sirim that we bring the garolas. Echad Lashem, echad Lazozel. This soyer that's brought the pnim on Yom Kippur, that's mechaper, at least protects the person, he will not receive a punishment until he eventually realizes what he did. So again, a person that first had the idea that he was tamei, then he forgot that he was tamei, and he went into the Beis Hamikdash or he ate kochim, and the person still does not remember. For such a person, when it comes to Yom Kippur, this soyer protects him not to receive a punishment. What's going to be in the case? Let's say when the person first touched the mace or touched the sheretz, he did not realize it. It happened to Yonis. He did not realize it. He walked down the street, happy-go-lucky, and it comes out later on, a year later, people tell him, you should know, the street you walked down, there was a mace there, that you were tummy. But he never knew it. So at the beginning, what happened was, he walked down that street, and then he went to the Beis Hamikdash, or he ate kochim. That's called Ein Bo Yediyah Batchila. They did not realize at the beginning that he was tamei. Avo Yesh Bo Yediyah Basoif. But a week later, people tell him, listen, you went to the Beis Hamikdash yesterday. Last week, you walked down this street that there was a mace there. So they tell him now, at the Basoif at the end, that you did a chet. But at the beginning, you did not have Yediyah. In such a case, you're not chai the korban oil of Yerid. Because again, we'll see Psukim, that the korban oil of Yerid is only when you had a Yediyah Batchila, any idea basoif. So what? Where's the kapara for such a person? Here, soyer hanase bachutz v'yom kippurim mechaper. This is the complete kapara for him. This soyer that they bring by musafim, that the zrikas dam is on the mizbech achitzoin, that soyer is mechaper on all the people that have this case. that they did not have the idea at the beginning, but they went into the Beis Hamikdash, and later they realized what happened, that they have a complete kapara from this Soyer Hanasa Bachutz. Shneimer says, Milvad Chatas HaKippurim. That means to say that the Korban Musaf is Mechapis, similar to what the Soyer Lepnim is. That means, Almash is Zeh Mechapis, Zeh Mechapir. Just like what the Soyer Lepnim is Mechapir on, the same thing the Soyer Achitzoim. Ma HaPnimi. Just like the Soyer that's LaHashem. Ein Mechapir. El Adovish Yesh Po Yediyo. It's only Mechapir something that has Yediyo. At least you have Yediyo Basoif. You have Yediyo Betchilo. Is Af Achitzoim. The same thing, the Soyer Achitzoim is also Ein Mechapir El Adovo Sheesh Po Yediyo. It had to be a case that you have some type of Yediyo. That means you have Yediyo at least at the end. That's the difference. If you had a Yediyo at the beginning, and now you do not remember, then the Soyer HaPnim is Toyla, protects you. But in the case where you do not have Yediyo at the beginning, just at the end you had a Yediyo, you did not realize when you became Tomei. And when you went into the Beis Hamikdash, you still did not realize that you were Tomei. You first find out later, here the Soyer HaChitzon is Mechaper. The Soyer that they bring from Musafim on Yom Kippur, that's Mechaper. What's going to be V'yal Shein Bo Yediyo Loi Batchilov Loi Basoif? What's going to be for a Jew that Nebuch, he did not realize that he was Tomei in the first place, and he went into the Beis Hamikdash, and even till today he doesn't realize that he was Tomei. But Mashmeh, he's a Sheikik, he did a Chet, even though he does not realize it, but still it's his fault. He should have realized it, he should have been more careful. People that are going to the Beis Hamikdash have to be very careful that they're Torah. So it's a little bit his fault, how come he wasn't careful enough? But such a person that walked down the street did not find out whether there was a mace there or not, and it came out that there was a mace, because he does not know about it, and he still didn't find out about it. What's going to be with such a person? Where's the kapara for such a person? So Seir HaRegolim, the soya that they bring by Musaf of all the Gimel Regolim, there's a special soya lachatis, that soya that they bring for Korban Chatis on the Gimel Regolim is mechapa for such a person. It's mechapa on Tumas Mikdash for Kadoshov. In the case where the person did not have the idea, loy batil of loy basoif. And also, v'soyer Rosh Chodoshim, mechaprin, divrei Reb Yehuda, either one, either the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, or the musaf of the Gimel Regolim, that soyer lechatis, that's mechaper on this type of an aveira of tumas mitzvah Chodoshim. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, sirei haregolim, the special musaf you bring on the Gimel Regolim, mechaprin. Avoloi Siri Rosh Chodoshim. He also knows Rosh Chodesh is not Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Chodoshim. Only the Korban Musaf of the Gimel Regolim. If so, the Yamah Siri Rosh Chodoshim Mechaperim, what is the Korban Soyer Achatis that's brought in Rosh Chodesh? What is that Mechaper on? Al Hator Shochle.